give these people back their jobs. There's real hardship here. You know, people don't realize that these are people who worked 15 years, 10 years, 20 years, experienced people who all of a sudden are out of a job, out of a good job that they don't deserve to be out of in the first place. These are the best of the best. This is the cream of the crop. And guess what? They let him go. They let him go.
Thank you very much.
I was allowed to work through the pandemic, but I wasn't allowed to eat in a restaurant.
Okay.
I could wear the uniform, go to a burning building, but not eat here.
Thank you.
What's wrong with you people? Trust the science.
Thank
you guys are fucked up.
It's actually 2 years and 6 months, just about, that October 7th, when all these people were put out of work because they refused to get the vaccine. And we talk often about how the city has its shortages of workers from every level. These were our heroes back in 2020. And they went from heroes, as they said on the steps earlier, from heroes to zeros for no reason at all. Someone else brought up the point, I think it was Michael, that we have people here that are coming in from other countries who are filling in these jobs. And the shortage that we have, it's like a puzzle with a lot of missing pieces. All they have to do is plug in the right pieces. All the pieces came here today. Brave is for choice, freedom for choice, teachers for choice. We have thousands and thousands of people ready to go back to work. All they need to do is let these people go back to work. It's really very sad.
We have a whole bunch of new people here in the city.
Yes.
When you see the way they're getting resources from New York City taxpayers, and then you see when people are saying, like Mayor Adams, we have jobs, we need to fill jobs, these people are ready to work, and then we're just wrapping up a press conference of a whole lot of city workers that are ready to work. Talking about pieces, how do we put that one together?
We can't. They're coming over the border in droves. They're getting everything for free. Meanwhile, a lot of these people lost their houses. There's real hardship here. You know, people don't realize that these are people who work 15 years, 10 years, 20 years, experienced people who all of a sudden are out of a job, out of a good job that they don't deserve to be out of in the first place. These are the best of the best. This is the cream of the crop. And guess what? They let him go. They let him go. And what we're allowing to work now is subpar. They could barely read. Do you ever make a phone call and ask somebody for help? They could barely answer you a question, unless they read it off a script. Okay? No disrespect to anybody, but that's what's really happening now. And we need our cops back. We got how many cops retired early, fired, our firefighters, short firefighters. We're short teachers. You hear it all the time. There's a teacher shortage. We got them all here. You've got a great resource right here. Use it. And all it takes is a stroke of a pen. None of this needs to happen, this lawsuit, none of it. And the money that they're spending on lawyers to appeal people who should have their jobs back makes no sense. Give these people back their jobs, and you could close up your pocketbook and pay them a salary, okay, instead of paying attorneys.
To let the entire world know that police officers, firefighters, sanitation workers, medical doctors, nurses, teachers, physical therapists, and many other city workers have been unlawfully terminated because of the unconstitutional COVID vaccine mandate. And Eddie Adams has refused to rehire them despite court orders mandated that they be reinstated. However, he's advocating for working permits for illegal migrants who have breached immigration law instead of advocating for the taxpayer who have worked for the city for many years.
Let us work! Let us work! Let us work!
Hello, everyone. My name is Brendan Fogarty. I was a captain for the New York City Fire Department. I served for 20 years, and I went from being essential to being disposable from the mandates. And my religious exemption was denied, and I received those threats of termination, and I retired. I would love to go back to my job. I normally get nervous when I speak in front of, in places like this, and I always say this prayer: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We're going to be on the right side of history. The people who are against us are against civil rights and religious freedom. We deserve to have our jobs back. I could feel this crisis you have of people who can't figure out how to close this gap. Get rid of the mandate, okay? We'll get our jobs back. That'll narrow the gap. Get rid of the mandate so you can attract more people who actually have values in their lives and will come and work in this city, okay? I never took this job to be rich. I took it to be secure, okay? I knew I wouldn't get rich, but I was told it was a secure job. I have 4 children and a wife. And then they say, it's over. I would have been better off becoming a Met or a Yankee, but I gave up that dream in 4th grade. All right? 5th grade MVP right here. Good Shepherd Little League. All right? I had a shot. Not anymore. Okay? I gave my best years to this city. 20 years from 21 to 41, and then they take it away at the peak of my earning career. I made it to captain. I went through that process. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Eric Adams is going to be on the wrong side of history. The people who look by are the same people who thought slavery was okay. The same people who thought segregation in Shea Stadium was okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you segregated us. I was allowed to work in this city, but I wasn't allowed to eat in a restaurant in this city.
Thank you very much.
I was allowed to work through the pandemic, but I wasn't allowed to eat in a restaurant.
Okay.
I could wear the uniform, go to a burning building, but not eat here.
Thank you.
What's wrong with you people? Trust the science.
Thank
you guys are fucked up.